From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey reeling from another deadly terrorist attack. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to avenge Wednesday's car bombing in central Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light close to the parliament building and military headquarters.
Vefat etmiş olan insanların arasında
Turkish Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuş said both civilians and military personnel were among those killed. The wounded, he said, are being cared for in various hospitals. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. The Islamic State blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been fighting a decades-long guerrilla war for more Kurdish autonomy. Ugandans are going to the polls Thursday in a presidential election to determine whether incumbent Yoweri Museveni will extend his 30-year rule. He faces two main challengers, longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye and former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. Besigye, having unsuccessfully tried to unseat Mr. Museveni in three previous elections, says he expects the vote this time to be neither free nor fair, with an outcome he will likely reject.
We have to continue with our defiance campaign. It would just be a continuation of the defiance campaign. And defiance really means that we don't cooperate with the regime. We continue to demonstrate against its actions and delegitimize it.
The 71-year-old Museveni remains popular in parts of Uganda, having taken power in 1986, following a five-year guerrilla campaign against a dictatorship. He's been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. A candidate will need 50% of the vote to win. This is VOA News. Libyans on Wednesday marked 5 years since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Parliamentarian Abdul Gader Omar in Tripoli said one of the benefits of the February 17 revolution is freedom. He says now you can criticize the government openly. Thousands converged in the capital Tripoli, waving flags, dancing, and watching a fireworks display in Martyrs Square. Libya remains divided between two rival administrations, with scores of armed militia groups roaming the countryside, battling for power and territory. The United States confirmed media reports and an assessment from Taiwan that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island in the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday criticized Beijing, saying there should be no militarization of the contested region.
When President Xi was here in Washington, he stood in the Rose Garden with President Obama and said China will not militarize in the South China Sea. But there is every evidence every day that there has been an increase in militarization of one kind or another. It's a serious concern. We've had these conversations with the Chinese, and I'm confident that over the next days we will have further very serious conversation on this.
The missile deployment followed this week's summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California, hosted by President Obama, who urged restraint and a halt to the militarization of the South China Sea. Tech company Apple is defying a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software to help investigators examine a phone used by militants who killed 14 in a terror-style attack in California in December. The company's chief executive officer vowed to challenge a court order to devise new software to defeat Apple's own security measures. Tim Cook called the matter an unprecedented overreach with chilling implications for privacy. Mark Rottenberg is president and executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
I think it's a real risk for privacy and for security when you make the cell phones vulnerable. It's not just the FBI that gets access. It could be criminal hackers. It could be foreign spies. It could be industrial competitors. It's a real danger, I think, to American consumers and American business.
A White House spokesman says authorities want access to just one phone, called the encryption issue an important national priority. Pope Francis Wednesday concluded his five-day trip to Mexico, visiting the northern border town of Ciudad Juarez. The Pope denounced policies that force many would-be immigrants into the hands of drug gangs and human traffickers. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Wednesday met with the army chief for talks aimed at transitioning to a democratically elected government following nearly five decades of military rule. This is the third meeting between the two since the National League for Democracy scored a massive electoral victory in November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.